Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage.
And today we have a very fun topic for you. This is actually kind of a throwback for us, Sage. And when I was thinking about this topic, when I threw it out to you, I didn't realize that how like it really planted a seed. So basically the work is doing now, but we didn't really have a question for it. We just call it this. And then Sage, maybe I'll tell our audience what our topic is, and then you can explain what the heck I'm talking about.
Sure.
Okay. So our topic today is 3 months. We are going to 3 months it today.
we're going to do a 3 months. So 3 months is something that Janet and I invented, I guess, a long time ago in our friendship. So this is also a very, I would say a very personal, like an intimate view into Janet and I's friendship. Yeah. This is something that really bonded us, I would say. And 3 months is this idea that, you know, every 3 months of your life, mm-hmm. you can look back and see what's happened. How have I changed? What's new? You know, how am I different than I was 3 months ago? How are my circumstances different, the same, you know, et cetera. And after doing this for years.
Yeah, we literally did this. And when I say like, when Sage and I say foundational part of our friendship, it really was like the first 2 years of our friendship that we started doing this. So like 17, 18, we'll say we were 18. We started doing this and definitely in our college years for like mm-hmm. you said, like 3 years. So for 3 months, for years, and even now we would go back and exactly what Sage just said, we would go to this specific spot that Sage and I would always go to. I won't give it away because it's our spot in Bradenton, and it's
our spot,
any other spots of local Bradenton kids as well. But if we went to one spot where we would go and we would look at the stars and we would talk about like everything that Sage just talked about, like how, like, and we would ask those questions to each other. And it was literally in our calendars and stuff. And it got to the point where I would even say it to like my mom or my sister, like, yeah, Sage and I have to go 3 months. They're like, oh God, okay. We get it.
I requested that we stop at McDonald's and get a caramel sundae on the way because on a student budget, that's what we could afford.
That was key. That was very, very key. You needed the caramel sundae with nuts as you reflected, because sometimes it was sad. Most of the time, like, you know, our 3 months experience, it should be a very positive experience, because one of the things that Sage and I really learned from it is for the most part, we grew. You know, that was the point of it, was to remind us that even when it didn't feel like we were making progress, especially in our 18-year-old lives, like, yes, this month I'm still wishing that he would ask me out, but you know, like, there's a lot of that, but there's also a lot of growth as well as talking about like jobs or careers, faith.
It also kind of felt like after we had been doing it a while, it kind of got to this question of like, wait a second. Is life like 3 month cyclical? Because this is getting weird. It felt like some things would start and end within like the 3 month timeline. And if it like extended beyond that, it was like, wait, what's going on? This what is this? This must be a serious thing in our life, you know?
Yeah, like I remember you had a relationship. Like it was like, wow, you're in like this relationship has made it through a 3 months. I remember us reflecting, be like, wow, okay, so the beginning, last 3 months, you had just had your first kiss, like, and it's like, yes, mm-hmm. we're still there, and like, you know, like, or whatever it was, but like, that what I remember, like, it being a big deal, if something
was
3 months, and also this idea that a problem shouldn't last longer than 3 months, I felt like was part mm-hmm. of it as well. Mm-hmm.
Like, or sometimes we would reflect back and go, oh my gosh, like, that was only 3 months ago, no wonder I'm still, like, thinking about it, or also sometimes like, wow, I recovered from that situation, or I grew from that situation really quickly for it having only been like within this 3 month time frame.
Yeah. And also it was really helpful too, because there would be things about each other. That's the point of a best friend. So grab your best friend when you're doing this or whatever, because there'd be things that, you know, we would forget about each other and remind each other, like, man, you went through this and now it was, at the time it was a big freaking deal. And now it's just a blip. You don't even think about it. And like those moments, I remember feeling like a lot of strength from, like, you know, getting over, I keep going back to this. Cause yeah, my 20s was a very boy heavy, but I was like, you know, getting over boys at that time, you know, being able to reflect, being like, oh yeah, I was talking to this person and I was so obsessed, but now I'm like, they were so lame, and like realizing I got through it or whatever it was, like, that was really empowering. Or even, you know, in college and stuff. And so this mindset work, like reflecting on your wins, like, I think that's part of it too. Like, we reflected a lot on our wins. We, like, that was more important than, you know, the bad, you know, there's a lot of strength from that. And I think even in the times of my life where I felt really low, this like 3 months work, I would go back to, like, I'd always just think about the times where I felt my best or strong, or like those moments that I would bring up in 3 months, like, this happened, this was an amazing feeling. Like, I would go back to that too, like in my PTSD or even in my therapy and stuff, my therapist would ask me, like, you know, what am I thinking? Where would I go? And I would always be able to have like an immediate answer. I was really good at introspection and stuff. Like, and I think that's really powerful. And I think it's interesting, like, you are now a, like, you got your degree in psychology and like now I'm coaching, I do mindset coaching and wellness coaching and stuff for others. And so I didn't realize until I brought this up that, like, it really, I think this like really shaped us. Like, it was like, bigger seed than I realized that we were doing at 18, 19, that this like mindset work, this, like, this 3 months, our caramel Sundays every 3 months that we, and like also finding an excuse to have caramel Sundays. Like, you know what? It's been a month. There's gotta be something new. Let's go get a caramel Sunday. Like, like, I don't know. I just think that's really, really powerful.
I do too. And I also think that sometimes in life, when something negative happens, it's really easy to stay focused on that. But when you do 3 months, you have to look at everything that happened in that 3 months. And you can also see, like, oh man, okay, so that one negative thing happened, but look at all these other like three or four positive things happen. Look at all these other goals that I met. Look at all of these other things that I accomplished or good moments I had, you know? And so that one bad thing kind of like shrinks a little bit, you know, and like takes its place alongside of everything else. And 3 months really helped me, I think, keep things in perspective and not allow, you know, something to get
bigger
than it should be.
Exactly what you said. It keeps things in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's a mini therapy session. So I thought that we could like, one, we could 3 months our show. Like, I think it'd be really cool to kind of reflect on our own journey these last 3 months. You know, usually like, yes, friends, like we like to do, like, I like that we're in June right now doing this quarterly almost. But I thought maybe we could reflect, because I just learned actually, Sage, that most podcasts never reach the seventh episode, like more than 50% of podcasts.
Really?
I know. I just heard that on another podcast and I was like, like, if she was celebrating that she made it to seven, I was like, dang, Sage and I doubled that bitch. Like,
I was gonna say, we're like way past seven, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, this is 17. So this will be our 17th or this will be our 18th. Let me look at this up. But yeah, either way, this is our 18th episode right now.
Oh my God, that's wild.
We're so cool. Way to go.
Don't stop me now.
Okay, so what's like when we... Do you remember when I first asked you about this? Like,
I do.
This is more than 3 months. This was January, technically. But
yeah, like, yeah.
It's in increments of three.
I do remember when you first asked me.
And what did you think at the time?
I was just worried if I was going to be able to make like the time commitment for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also thought it was hilarious that you wanted to do anything related to radio, podcasting, or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think shout out to Catherine, who agreed with me on that one.
For those that don't know, I have said many times I would never, ever, 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 ever go into radio, podcasting, broadcasting. I literally avoided it in college.
Because
like, I was like, it was stupid. I had family that was in it, and I would just like growing up with it, I was just so burnt out on it. I was like, no. But then I realized there, I started listening to podcasts and stuff, and I was walking around GT Bray, and I just had this idea of, like, you know, one, who would I want to talk to about some of these things? And, like, I just thought that, like, Sage, like, immediately was like, you know, Sage is who I want to talk to every day about these things. Like, I know that she and I have, like, the same perspective. And then I remember, like, sending you that text as I'm, like, walking around GT Bray. Like, I sent you an audio message, like, yo, what do you think about this, like, podcast idea? And me just being like, did I really just fucking send that? Like, do you think that's real? Like, you know,
it's just so funny that you say, like, you're like, I'm the person that you would want to talk to about these things. Cause someone recently messaged me saying they love the podcast and they were like, how do you come up with these topics? And I was just like, this is just the shit Janet and I talk about, you know, like, this is just like, hey, welcome into our friendship. This is just the stuff we talk about. Sometimes it's silly things about boys in movies. And sometimes it's really serious, deep theological stuff. Sometimes it's, you know, political. It's like all over the map.
Yeah.
And I do remember thinking when you asked me, like, do we have something to say?
Yeah.
And what did you, tell me?
You said
there's not, like, there's no voice like ours out there right now. There's nobody out there who's, like, you know, saying these kind of things, like, you can be a Christian, but still like that, or, you know, like, kind of, I don't know, living in the gray area a little bit, you know?
That's right. I do still feel that way.
And I was kind of like, all right, well, let's, we can try it. Like, what the hell not? You know, like, if anything, it'll be fun. And it has been fun. I would say I'm shocked that we have, like, some regular listeners, because for me, it's just like a fun, like, I get to hang out with my best friend every week and we just talk crap and it's fun, you know, but like other people actually benefiting from it is not something I expected.
I had a couple concerns. Was one, could I handle the editing? I wasn't sure if I would be able to enjoy that or like it, or if I would, like, throw my laptop and stuff.
Shout out to Janet, who does the editing, the social, all that other stuff. I just, like, show up and run my mouth. So seriously, all the behind the scenes is her.
Oh my God. She is way more than that. But, like, shout out to all the editors and stuff, because that was also something I avoided in college. I was like, fuck you, editing. I'm a director. I don't need this shit. Like, I appreciate it. I'll pay for it. Now I'm like, damn it, Janet. But, I didn't know if I'd be able to keep up with the editing. It's definitely something that I'm surprised I'm able to do every week that I do it. I was definitely nervous about that. I also was a little afraid too that, like, would we have something to say more than a couple episodes? Cause I can't necessarily, I knew we would have topics and stuff to talk about, but something that was very, like, exciting for me is when we first started talking about it, we talked about, like, well, what can we talk about? Do we have something to say? Mm-hmm. And topics just started, like, rolling off. Like, we started, like, it was so easy to come up with, like, a calendar of what we wanted to discuss, because it excited both of us. We were like, oh man, there's so many things to talk about, because we realized that no one else was really talking about these things. Like, we weren't hearing our side of, you know, I think Sage and I both have a hard time labeling what we are other than Christians. Like, I don't know if we're necessarily progressive Christians or liberal Christians or conservative Christians or whatever. Like, I know we're Christians our perspective, our point of view wasn't really something that we were hearing. And it's been so fun just, like,
Especially not from women. I mean,
especially not from women, you're right. And stuff. And, like, that was something that was really passionate, I think, for both of us, was that we really wanted to make sure that we were bringing female issues up, because that sometimes gets lost in a lot of church settings, or it's, again, not our point of view. We're not hearing from women that sound like us. And I really wanted someone else. I wanted to be able to talk to someone that sounded like me, but also had, like, you know, I think you and I have gotten, as we're best friends, like, lumped together that we believe the same thing. But I think this podcast has shown, and in future episodes will show, that while Sage and I come from Florida, we come from the same city, a few blocks away from each other and stuff, like, we do believe very differently, but at the end and stuff, there's just been so much that we have in common as well. And I think it's just strengthened like everything mm-hmm. that I believe in with our friendship and stuff out of it as well, that this has been a really fun experience. And I didn't know if we could do it, but I'm so glad we're doing it right now.
And again, shout out to our regular listeners.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
I'm glad you like enjoy this. Like literally Janet and I just like talking crap and having fun. Like,
I know. I honestly thought it would just be our family. Like it would just be, maybe I was like, if we can get, I think my goal
for the first episode was like 20 people and it was like over 50 or something.
Yeah, exactly. I was right. Just like, people to listen to us, Sage. And now we're doing better than that. And thank you guys for listening. It means so much to us. Like Sage and I literally, so one of the things that we do, what we're able to look at is we can see all over the world where people are listening with our stats. And so we see you in Romania, we see you in Thailand, we see you in Norway, we see you in Denmark, Spain, like
England,
obviously Germany, like the US and stuff as well. But like, it means the world to us that we have so many people listening all over the world and that you guys are enjoying it, you know, and tuning in and sharing it. It means so much to us, like tagging us on your social and stuff, saying how much it means to you has been like, oh my God, I look forward like seeing that every time. I'm just like, oh my God, they like us. They really like us. it's meant the world and stuff. And your reviews and stuff have meant so much to Sage and I. It's just been an honor and stuff. So thank you guys for listening. Another cool thing is, so something we didn't know if we were going to do that I'm really proud that we were able to do is we've actually had guests on the show. Like I didn't think that we'd be able to, I didn't think we would do that in our first 3 months and we did do that. And I definitely didn't think we would do it twice. And it worked out well too. They were really interesting. Yes, we had your sister. We had Micah as your first guest ever. What did you think about? Cause I remember us kind of talking about like, will we have guests? Won't we have guests?
Well, I'm so glad we've done it. And obviously we want to do it in the future where we've got some people we're hoping to ask and everything. And I like my heart also for this podcast was to hear from like, quote unquote, like regular people, you know, and like that it would kind of not, I don't want to like steal like the people of New York vibe, you know, but like, kind of like who are these regular Florida people? You know, and hear from them and kind of show that not everybody in Florida has the same view. Not everybody.